Hey there, overthinkers. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the mental clutter and embracing a calmer, more authentic you. Today, we're diving into something super important, vulnerability. Yep, that word that can sometimes feel like kryptonite to our carefully constructed walls. But trust me, it's not as scary as it sounds, and honestly, it's the key to unlocking some serious inner peace and connection. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, right? Where social media feeds are curated highlight reels and everyone seems to have it all figured out. It's exhausting. And that pressure to appear flawless can make us so afraid to let our guard down, to show the world our true selves messy, imperfect, and wonderfully unique. Ever feel like you're constantly putting on a mask? Like you have to hide your real thoughts and feelings because you think they won't be accepted? You know that feeling when you try to fit in a mold that just doesn't quite feel right? Well, here's the thing. Vulnerability is not weakness. It actually is a superpower. It takes courage to open yourself up to others, to share your authentic self even though it feels scary. But that's where the magic happens. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we create space for genuine connection, deeper relationships, and a whole lot of personal growth. Think about it, haven't you felt closer to people who have been brave enough to share their struggles and vulnerabilities with you? So, how do we embrace vulnerability in our everyday lives? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help. 1. Start small. You don't have to jump headfirst into a confessional. Little acts of vulnerability can make a big difference. Try sharing a genuine compliment with someone, expressing your gratitude for something small, or admitting when you need help. 2. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that it's okay to feel vulnerable as part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling exposed, treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness that you would offer a friend. 3. Choose your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with people who create a safe space for vulnerability. Those are the folks who listen without judgment, celebrate your strengths, and support you through challenges. 4. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head telling you to hide. To play it safe. Recognize it for what it is, a fear-based thought pattern that's holding you back. Start questioning those negative thoughts and replace them with more empowering ones. 5. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Embracing vulnerability is an ongoing process. There will be times when you feel more comfortable sharing than others. Just keep practicing, keep showing up authentically, and trust that the rewards are worth it. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. I remember going to this networking event a few years ago feeling super awkward, you know, the kind where everyone seems to know each other already. I was trying so hard to appear confident and put together, but inside I was a bundle of nerves. But then this woman approached me and just started talking about her struggles with imposter syndrome. She admitted that she felt like a fraud sometimes, even though she was wildly successful in her field. It took me by surprise. Here was someone who seemed so polished, sharing her vulnerability. And suddenly I felt a connection with her. It was like we were both taking off our masks and saying, hey, we're all figuring this out together. We ended up having a great conversation and it turned into a really meaningful friendship. See what I mean? Vulnerability can lead to the most unexpected and beautiful connections. It allows us to see each other as human beings, flaws and all, and that's where true intimacy and understanding begin. So, my fellow overthinkers, let's challenge ourselves today to embrace vulnerability in small ways. Share a genuine compliment, admit when you're struggling, or simply be open to connecting with someone on a deeper level. You might just surprise yourself with the incredible things that happen when you let your guard down and allow yourself to be seen. Remember, being authentic is not about perfection, it's about showing up as your true self, flaws and all. And that takes courage, my friends. I believe in you. Now go out there and rock your realness. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to embrace their vulnerability. Let's create a world where it's okay to be imperfectly perfect. See you tomorrow for another dose of overthinking detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.